This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has introduced emergency legislation to stem the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic on Thursday. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, the nearly $1 trillion package would help offset some of the country's losses.
The Senate is under enormous pressure to finish a relief package pitched by the White House that could exceed $1 trillion. Half would go straight to families and individuals. Direct deposited checks that Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin tells Fox Business Network would amount to $3,000 for a family of four. The rest of the package would prop up businesses and keep employees on the payroll. Some economists say the country's probably already in a recession. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The coronavirus is starting to have an impact on the U.S. job market. AP's Mike Hempen tells us how.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits surged by 70,000 last week. Both the one-week rise and the total number of applications were far above the levels of the past year, when the jobless rate fell to a century low 3.5%. Economists predict a surge in layoffs as efforts to contain the spreading coronavirus result in people losing jobs in a variety of industries. Mike Hemp in Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Thursday that a global recession is a near certainty. He said current national responses to the pandemic will not address the complexity of the crisis.
Governments must give the strongest support to the multilateral effort to fight the virus led by the World Health Organization, whose appeals must be fully met.
Guterres said the world is in an unprecedented situation and the old rules no longer apply. This is VOA News. The death toll from the coronavirus in Italy surpassed the 3,400 mark, more than in China, where the outbreak originated. Italy reached the grim milestone on the same day that Wuhan, the original epicenter of the outbreak, recorded no new infections. As Maha Albaldrawi reports, Italy's health system is finding itself overwhelmed.
Footage shot inside Olio Po Hospital in Cremona, Italy on Thursday shows the strain at the front line of the battle. A hospital normally containing 50 beds now housing 120. And that's still not enough. The sound of ventilators feeding oxygen into lungs are heard as patients lie immobile on their beds. Some are able to sit up and signal to nursing staff behind masks. Others lie on their fronts connected to machines, unable to breathe any other way. With cases still rising, the government is considering further restrictions on the limited amount of outdoor movement currently permitted.
That's Maha Albaldrawi of Reuters. Grocery stores in Britain are changing their rules amid virus outbreak demands. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The race for the Democratic presidential nomination is now down to two, with Thursday's withdrawal by Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. Gabbard announced her decision in a video posted on Twitter.
Today, I'm suspending my presidential campaign and offering my full support to Vice President Joe Biden in his quest to bring our country together.
Gabbard's withdrawal leaves only Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders in the race for the Democratic nomination. I'm Mike Gracia.
That is Mike Gracia of AP reporting on Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard withdrawing from the presidential campaign. Mali's military says at least 29 Malian soldiers were killed by suspected Islamist militants in an attack on a base in the country's northeast Thursday. The army said earlier that just two soldiers had died, but tweeted later the death toll had heavily evolved to 29 killed and 5 wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack in the town of Tarkent, which is about 125 kilometers north of the city of Gao. Mali's army has repeatedly suffered heavy casualties from jihadist fighters active in the area with links to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group. Turkey's defense ministry said Thursday two of its soldiers were killed in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib in a rocket attack. One other soldier was wounded. Turkey, which backs rebels opposed to Syrian President al-Assad, agreed to a ceasefire with Russia 2 weeks ago, after months of fighting displaced nearly 1 million people in Idlib. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.